Welcome to More Than Likes from Really Layla, where we focus on the social and social media and not just likes. On this podcast, we discuss building community, we reveal how to increase engagement, and bring back the fundamentals of social media. For more episodes, check us out on reallylayla.com. Thanks for joining. Now here's your host, Dr. Layla Sammy.
My name is Layla Sammy, and I will be taking you on a journey about how to create a content strategy. Content strategy formation is really important for visibility of your brand online. Content strategy is really creating any type of in-depth content or creating any type of content to be posted on social media. Today we're going to talk more about visual content and blog posts for development of your content strategy. Now, in another podcast, we talked about blogging and tips for blogging. We're not going to go into details about blogging specifically, but it's important to constantly be updating your social media sites and your blog because it signals Google's web crawlers that you are creating new content online based on certain keywords. And then as a result, what happens is it pushes you up for search engine optimization and increases your authority and content based on keywords for search engines, specifically Google. Also with content strategy and social media, what's been found is that using social channels really ups your search engine presence and helps optimize for search engines to connect with your brand because social channels and social currency have become really important today. Now, with your content strategy, it's important to focus on opportunities for your brand within a specific industry. Now, looking at a specific opportunity or looking at opportunities have been discussed in detail when we talk about creating a social media strategy, but we're going to talk about content strategy specifically today. So with content strategy, it's important to use specific keywords constantly and make sure that the keywords you're using and the themes are reflective of your brand and your brand personality. Now, looking at content strategy for online, there are a couple of important points that need to be considered that can help you create an efficient content strategy. The first being with content strategy, it's important to know that you don't necessarily need to always be creating new content online for every single different channel. For blogs, for instance, it's important to look and say, okay, when am I blogging? What am I blogging about? And creating a timeline and a calendar of posting, one, and second, of when you're going to do the research and analyze data and actually develop content online. Now, what's interesting about content strategy as well is that when you're creating blog posts and longer pieces of content, it's good to post those different pieces of content to your various social media sites, number one, but also it's important to really let people know about the content you're creating. So I always say whenever you're creating content, really, you know, put out teasers to get people excited about the content you're creating and also create content that can be used on various sites. Now, when looking at your content strategy, typical to other types of social media strategy as well, it's important to look at the analytics and look at the data and see what people like the most through social media and really understand what type of content people are liking, what is the length of the content, what, you know, do people like more content with visuals, or are people liking more content that is how-tos or tips versus just ideas that you're putting forth. Now we talk about the 80-20 rule, and that's important to note as well, that with the 80-20 rule, you're usually when you're creating content strategy, it's not good to always really sell your product and service, but really create content that people can use without having to be sold your product and services. So, for instance, what Airbnb does is they created a content strategy for their website, and they've put out these neighborhood guides of various neighborhoods that their target audience or their users are actually going to more often than other neighborhoods. So why did Airbnb create this content strategy? Well, what happened was Airbnb, let me first explain what Airbnb is. Airbnb is an apartment exchange for people to rent out and for people to put up for rent. So for instance, you have an apartment that you're not going to be around for a couple of months. So you put your apartment on Airbnb, and as a result, people will rent out your apartment and then you make money, and usually it's a lot cheaper than going to a hotel. But there is that catch point, is that people aren't going to a hotel. And with hotels, what are some of the benefits of going to a hotel? Well, you get free clean sheets every day, you have a lot of amenities, and you also have a concierge. And the concierge is actually really important if you think about, because when you go to a new city, you don't know where to go. You can go to all the tour guides, but usually the concierge are the people that have some insider recommendations of good restaurants and good attractions to go to that typical tourist guides don't really give to you as often. So what Airbnb did was they realized that they were losing a lot of customers to hotels because the people didn't have that concierge system. So as a result, Airbnb created these neighborhood guides. And in the neighborhood guides, it's people that live in the area in these neighborhoods, but they give you explanations of the type of neighborhood you're going to go to. Is it a vibrant neighborhood? Is it historical? Is it cultural? And then they give you specific information about each neighborhood. So for instance, if you go and type in Barcelona and you're looking for apartments in Barcelona with Airbnb, then you can look and say, okay, in the Gothic Quarter, it's more historical, whereas Las Ramblas neighborhood is more touristy. And in Las Ramblas area, you know, here are some things to be aware of. So for instance, there's a lot of pickpocketers in the Las Ramblas area. If you go to the neighborhood of the Gothic Quarter, you know, what's the feel of the Gothic Quarter, etc. And it also gives you some great restaurants to go to. So right there, what Airbnb did was they created a content strategy of different pain points that that their customers were experiencing, and as a result, were not coming and purchasing through Airbnb. So right there, it's really creating your content strategy will help your customers get to where they want to be. And again, it's good to sell your product and service through your content strategy once in a while, but you don't necessarily want to always be selling your product and service, because people aren't going to come to your blogs or your website or your other types of content because they're not going to be interested in just being sold to. That's a big part about how marketing has changed. Now, one important factor is visuals. Visuals are really important for people to see the visual representation of whatever it is that you're showing. And this, you know, you can use various software programs and applications to create visuals, or you can just take different pictures for the visuals as well.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of More Than Likes from Really Layla with your host, Dr. Layla Sammy. We appreciate your listening. Be sure to catch us next week and leave us some comments. And if you haven't done so, find us at reallylayla.social to learn more about our services and join our mailing list. And remember, it's more than just the likes. Until next time.